each one of us, whether we have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior or we haven't, each one of us have been offered an opportunity by our Creator of who we are and of everything that exists. We have been offered the opportunity to say yes to Jesus. Now, have you ever in your life, as you're growing up, or right now especially, thought that, you know, it's just too complicated? You know, I just give up on the world. It is so complicated. The reason you and I look at things around us and people as we say are so complicated, and I'm not even out of the family yet. Think of it. The complexity of life and hurt and pain and joy. Let me say to you what I feel within my heart. The complexity that you're dealing with is so complex or too complex to the point you give up. When Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now you talk about complex. You talk about a God that knew us before time. You're talking about a God that had planned that His Son would come to complete the law that He had given. That's complex. Well, the Jewish tradition and the laws that were within the Jewish family, the Jewish worship, were so complex. And to add to that, the Pharisees especially, the Sadducees, these scribes and all, what they were doing would add at least an additional 3,000 laws. At least. Now you talk about complex. And interesting enough was that when Christ came, you notice how He pretty stern with them? You act one way. You say one thing. And then when you say it to someone else, you yourself refuses to do it. But you see, the Pharisees knew good and well that the laws that they were talking about were not of God. And remember when they talked to Jesus about His disciples? Look at how they're acting. You know, they're picking corn. They're out there in the fields eating on the Sabbath. They weren't supposed to do that. Why did Jesus ignore many of their comments? Because it had nothing to do with God the Father. You know, you do not go to the one who wrote the book and try to explain to Him what He just said. But we look at our lives and we say our lives are so complex, and our problem is, folks, Jesus took care of the complexity of our total existence. And Jesus says, keep it simple. Why do people want to make everything so difficult? So that we can rule over another individual? Or, I'm smarter than you. You know, I got better than you have. Oh, you just don't understand. Let me tell you what you need to believe. Well, let your pastor share with you the voice you need to be listening to. When I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, when I am preaching God's word, I have no right to say, but now He just really didn't mean that. I've told you all the story about a good chaplain friend of mine in the prison system, sat there for an hour and a half talking with this inmate. Our desks were all in one room in those days, and he's talking to the inmate, and finally, he thinks he's really broken through to that inmate about who Jesus really is. And the inmate said, you know, Chaplain Dent, I believe that Jesus said that, but I don't believe He truly meant it. And I just remember watching him sink down. What was his job? What was his ministry? To say what Jesus gave him through his word to say. It was not his responsibility, the chaplain's. It was not his responsibility to convince. It was the Holy Spirit who was convicting. But we are given that free will. And I tell you all the time, a sovereign God giving us free will. You know, animals don't have free will. They're creation of God. We are the only existence of God's creation that is given the right to choose. Even the angels can't see that. The angels look at us and wish, the scripture said, that they could have what we have. And we look at ourselves and we say, I wish somebody else had my problems. No, you don't. Because I guarantee you there's somebody there that's worse off than you ever dreamed of being. Be yourself. That's why Jesus confused them. He came in love being himself. Do we not know that God is love? Do we not understand that Jesus was trying to tell all of the leaders, even his disciples, don't you know that when you've seen me, you've seen God? Philip, pay attention. Don't you know? Maybe our attention span in this human brain has truly fallen short. You know, what I saw on that, when I was reading, I thought, yeah, thank you, Lord. Now I have an excuse for chasing a rabbit when I'm speaking. So, well, I wanted to get their attention back again. The attention that you and I need to be giving is a spiritual attention. It is the attention to thus saith the Lord thy God. Now, when I read thus saith the Lord thy God, then I want to pay attention. Because you see, it's just not some body out there. It's God speaking to you. God takes time out just for you. God, our Creator, stood back and watched the bitterness of the human race crucify his own son. And do you know what was on God's mind? You and me. Jesus looked and saw us, and he saw us as family. So what's our problem? We want to figure out everything in our own way. For one thing, we don't have the capability within our mind. It is not your mind that could figure out God. Your mind is physical. Your brain, when you die, is going to die with you, with the body, with this earth suit that we have on to walk on earth. We're out of it. Jesus said, I want to keep this simple. One of the greatest charges against Christianity is it's too simple. All those Christians out there, you know, that they just have an idea that they're talking to God and God is answering their questions. I mean, you realize that they truly think that God is listening? And yet the evil within the world can cry, Allah Akbar, and no one turn a head. We cry, Jesus is Lord, and he loves all, whosoever will let them come. And it is Jesus has said, keep it simple. Okay, for salvation, Jesus says, keep it simple. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. That's simple. But people couldn't catch it. It's too simple. What we've forgotten about is this. It wasn't simple to Jesus. It wasn't simple to God the Father. The complexity that's involved with our salvation is everything but simple. Jesus just looked at you and he looked at me and he said, I love you. So let me keep this simple, Larry. You're not that bright anyway. Let me keep this simple. All you do is call on my name. And when you call on my name, I'm right there. Nobody's going to stop Jesus from coming to your aid. Satan has more sense than that. He's not going to mess with Jesus. He's been whipped too many times. Keep it simple. Salvation for us, except Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, the brilliant acts, individuals, elitists and all said, now there's something wrong with you. Well, I sort of like having something wrong with me if knowing Jesus is a term that says there's something wrong with that individual. Oh, I love this disease, if that's what they want to call it. But folks, I got news for you. Yes, I believe in the cross. Yes, I believe that Jesus came for one purpose. You and me, all of humanity, Christ came to die and to accept my penalty, to place my sins upon himself. And he said, I love you, Larry. Now that's love. That's love. Now, as they were watching him, they're saying, what's the matter with you? If you truly are the Son of God, come down from that cross. They had no idea of the complexity of the human race and of all that exists on that cross. They didn't know. And I've learned this over the years that God has allowed me to exist. If you don't know what you're talking about, better keep your mouth shut. They didn't know. But Jesus knew. Do you think that he would have come off that cross? Do you think that he would have stopped the beating, realizing that a stripe on him represents the sin in your life? He's taking our penalty. He took our sin. And he said, this is how much I love you. Now, let's keep it simple, Larry. I've done all the hard stuff here. Believe in me. And you will be saved. You know, it is so hard for each of us to get into our spirit. Our brain, our human mind wants to interrupt during prayer time or whatever. Now, your preacher finds himself in this situation quite often. When you're on your knees praying, you're sitting in your car praying, or whatever you're doing and you're praying. Have you ever noticed that all of a sudden you don't know what you just told the Lord because that human brain had ended up picking up every problem that you had already was dealing with that day? Think of that. Keep it simple, Larry. When you're talking to kids, keep it simple. But especially when you're talking to adults, keep it simple. Because we say we have too much on our mind. Do you ever think about you being on Jesus' mind? And every human being that has ever existed or ever shall exist is on Jesus' mind. Ain't that awesome? That's an awesome God, Brother Randy. Amen. And the Lord said, keep it simple. For victory over evil, keep it simple. Now listen to the scripture. Submit to God and resist Satan. James 4, verse 7, half-brother to Jesus. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Lord said, keep it simple. I'm going to tell you to submit to me, the one that loves you the most. Now, I know you think mom loves you the most. Daddy loves you the most. Grandparents are pretty close. I know that you think that. Who do you think gave them that love or the gift to love? God loves you more. Because, see, we don't understand his love. But I do accept it. And I'm grateful for his love. For in the love through God that he hands us, each of us will experience that special touch. And God just doesn't say, I love you. God shows us how much he loves us. Hey, I watched my son on that cross. I knew the day you were going to be born. The scripture tells us that it was he, God, who watched us as he was forming us in our mother's womb. I knew you before. I love you. And I had to watch my son take your sin. It was the only way. You see, Jesus cried out to his father in that last night in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if there's another way, nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. That was proof. Now listen to me, Christian. That was proof of Jesus' 100% human existence. 100% God, 100% human. Well, that's not very easy to understand. Don't you think that's a little complex? Not to God. You see, get spiritual, folks. Be in the Spirit when you're talking to God. Pray, Father, get this garbage out of my mind. But Satan's much stronger than we are. Well, it's pretty simple, according to God. Now, listen to it again, James 4:7. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, I don't want to get in a fight with Satan. The fight has already been won. The war's over, people. The war is over. And Jesus is victorious. And so he says to you and me, Larry, don't be foolish enough to stand toe-to-toe with Satan and tell everybody how you ready to punch him out because you lost already. Here's what I want you to do, Larry. Just resist him. Do you realize how difficult that is for us? Yeah, you do. A lot of you won't admit it, but yeah, you do. All I have to do is to resist the devil and he'll run from me. Well, I don't want to think about that too long because it's obvious then if Satan really sucks me back into the world, it's obvious that I didn't resist him. You know why? Because we deal with the human nature. You cannot fight the spiritual evil through human nature. The human nature lost in the garden. The human nature can be tricked. Trust God's word. Trust God's word. Victory over Satan. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll run. Isn't that exciting? Well, it is, except when we decide to make it complicated. Well, I think there's just more to it than that. Yeah, well, you have a world out here that says salvation. There's more to salvation than those preachers are telling you. The preacher better be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there is one name under heaven by which you must be saved, and that name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. There is no other name. Buddha can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. Hare Krishna can't do it. How can they do what has already been done? My Christianity, your Christianity is not focused on what I do. It's focused on what Jesus has already done on the cross. You can't work your way to heaven. You can only believe your way. You can only just accept the gift that Christ is giving you. I give you eternal life. I give you victory over Satan. Resist? Really? Only the Spirit can understand that. The next is for continued peace in the Spirit. Many people will say, you know, I'm in a spiritual warfare. Now, if you want to hear that term, stay around here where your pastor is and the other leaders within our church, and you'll hear it about every 10 to 15 minutes somewhere around here. Because you see, we need to understand that the Spirit wants to give us peace. But as we find that peace, or what we call, you know, well, I really felt good during that message. You know, I don't like feeling dirty. I had a man tell me one day from this church, he said, oh, when you preach, you just make me feel dirty. That's not me. You preach the gospel. Here it is. Keep it simple. Remember the simplicity in Christ. That's what drove them crazy. It's too simple. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Listen to Apostle Paul. I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Your mind, that brain, can be corrupted. Because you'll say, no, it's just too simple. Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to accept Jesus and find that peace? Or do you want to stay in your human mind and get that brain cracking about, okay, what did God leave out? He didn't leave anything out. What he has tried to tell us from the beginning even. I got you. I got this. Trust me. But we like being in charge of everything. We want to be in control. Until you're in control of people or whatever it is. And then you realize you are out of control. I really didn't want this. The reason you really don't want it is because that's not where salvation is, neither is that where peace is. You want power through the peace of Christ. It's not in what you know, it's always in who you know. God says, I love you that much, but people will try to pull you away from me because of the simplicity that is in Christ. You catching that? It is in Christ's actions, in his word, in his conquering, in his blood, in his mind. Your name has been established. And because Jesus loves us so much and establishes us in his heart when we say yes, what could the world do to me? Oh, read the scripture from Apostle Paul, Peter, any of them. The world has no authority over me according to the Spirit and the Word of Christ. You're absolutely right. The only reason the authority comes through us is because we let it. We had much rather be popular with the world than truthful with our God and our Savior. Well, I want people to like me. I got news for you, folks. The majority of people around you don't like you. What do they hold on to? One mistake that you've ever made. I always tell folk over the years, listen, once you accept Christ, you need to sort of put the past and all of that stuff behind you. But don't you worry about a thing. Your family and friends will be around to remind you of it later. Let them remember it. You go forward with Jesus. Trust me, he says. I want you to keep it simple. Now here's your last point. Because it's the simple truth. The simple truth about what Jesus did for us. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. God has united you with Christ Jesus. You understand that? For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Gosh, that's just three lines. One verse. Sort of simple, isn't it? Jesus says, I want you to hear me. If you had trouble with math in college or wherever you were, you know good and well that the glaze will come over when they were getting too deep because I realized I was too shallow. And then you'd notice that in another class, you're wide awake. I mean, that one speaks to you. Let me tell you something, folks. There is not one single word, there is not one single scripture that will not lead you in the right direction to God. The Lord says, I love you. But he also says, be careful. I ushered in this age, and it will be me that ushers it out. As much as I love you, I want you to know that you have not the right to change my word. It is through my Son that salvation is given. It is through his blood that I looked at, poured out for you, that your punishment of sin was taken. And it was my Son who took away the guilt that you should bear. That's God. Pay attention to what my Son did. Will you dishonor the name of my Son by claiming that you know a better way? Were you there when I did it all? Do you realize that the whole Old Testament pointed straight to the coming of Christ? But do you realize that few of those prophets understood what they were prophesying, if any did? You say, well, what about the authors of Scripture? The authors, God, the Holy Spirit, the penmen? Do you realize that the penmen of a lot of that Scripture, we have no idea who it was? Do you know that? Yet the Holy Spirit convicts us and we know it's from God, right? And so many people said, no, I know. Well, I know Jesus, and the fact is, he's all I need to know. It is he, Jesus, the Son of the living God, that expressed his love for me and you. And he says, now, keep it simple, preacher. Don't get cocky with my word. Keep it simple. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him be known. They are weak, but you are strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Powerful song, huh? Not sung much anymore, Brother Randy. That's such a simple song for children. I am a child in Christ. And he kept it simple for me. And it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we lift our heart to you, thanking you for loving us. Oh, Father, there's no way that any of us, from the human standpoint, will be able to understand even a little bit about the great love you have given us. I thank you, Father, for not taking it back. I thank you, Father, that you loved us enough that when we simply called upon the name of your Son, that you heard that call and you accepted us into your family through the blood of your only Son. I pray now that you will give us the wisdom of your word. Give us the strength to walk and stand strong for your truth and to always lift Jesus far above where he rightly deserves such honor. Thank you, Father. We pray now for your protection. For once again, the name of your Son is under attack. Once again, many Christian churches that you started, Father, are closing their door. Help us to tell the story. Keep it simple, because you've already paid the price for us. We ask that blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.